agenda is the performance agreement, and you've got a copy of the performance measures piece of that. I think this conversation's going to go quickly, so we'll be able to adjourn well before 11. And I had a little conversation with the director this morning, and he reminded me that this is a two-year document. When we've developed performance agreements in the past, they have been one-year agreements, but last year we decided to follow a biennial timetable. And so that means that we don't really need to adopt any, we don't need to adopt this performance measures document. It is in effect until 2015. But I did want to use this as an opportunity to talk with the commission and get feedback on any updates that might be useful to insert, because this document may be very valuable for informing those who respond to our recruitment, giving them a sense of what are the highest priorities that the department's facing right now, what kinds of challenges are we facing. So this could be very useful for us in thinking through what are our priorities and what do we want to look for in a director candidate. And so I went through, and I want to invite any kinds of big picture comments here about what this set of deliverables is missing, what the set of performance measures might be missing because they've newly emerged as problems or as real high priorities for the department. So I would here, I developed a short list of key topics that we might need to integrate into the performance measures to give full information to the recruitment the candidates who apply to be our next director. So here's my list. Just want some feedback on this. In terms of wolf recovery, I think one of the highest priorities that's newly emerged is figuring out how to improve the WAG process. Our wolf advisory group process is really central to our ability to promote coexistence with wolves, social acceptance. So I think that's now should be included in this performance measure list. I don't know how to formulate the exact performance measure, but I just think it's a big topic these days that needs to be in there and addressed. And subsets of that would be to encourage or find some way to improve the WAG process so that they can get through the discussion of the post-delisting management plan and lethal removal protocols satisfactorily. Another priority on the wolf front is collaring. I would put that on the list. I mean, it's already there, but look again at how it's formulated. Collaring is hugely important. So those are the two wolf related topics. I would suggest, too, that our new initiative that we're calling the Sport Fishers Dialogue is another big priority for us, finding that way to improve the cooperative relationships with the sport fishing leadership. We've made serious progress, I think, on that front. We need to maintain it, in my view. And that will mean continuing to discuss with them co-management, all the different five topics that were brought up, co-management, expanded opportunity, recognition of the economic importance, et cetera. So the next topic I would suggest we should look for a way to insert a performance measure on is the predator-prey management wildlife program. I think we had a great discussion during the Wildlife Committee meeting last night, and we kind of have the beginnings of an approach to doing that. And then finally, my list includes the land acquisition conflicts. I'm not sure if that's in here anywhere, but I think that that is now becoming more and more a dominant conflict we need to deal with in some way, balanced way, because we've got a lot of people in the state who do really support, who spend their lives, and our department supports land acquisitions. We don't want to lose the balanced approach of being sensitive to local issues, but also understanding the importance of the public lands that we continue to purchase. So that's my list. Anyone else go through this document? Commissioner Schmitten?
Oddly enough, I've got three of your list, the WAG, predator prey, land acquisition. I had another one, as we indicate under fish, completing the agreement, following through on the Grays Harbor policy. I think a new one can be added as we begin the Willapa development. Mm-hmm. That should go into this process, too.
Okay.
And then I've covered everything else I had.
Okay. Good. Anything else? Commissioner Keeney?
I think it was said yesterday that how appreciative folks were of the response that occurred in the Carlton Complex fires. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if, you know, as we look to the future, that one item here might be just a disaster response element. And I think the department's been doing fantastic on this with the dam first and the problems there. But it just it can suck away just a ton of time and energy, and to not have it here, or at least expect these things will happen, I think it should be added as a way of ranking.
Commissioner Holtzmiller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The collaring issue, I couldn't agree more with you. I think it's something we need to do, and I don't know whether we have a weak link or if we need to revisit it or what the issues are, and if the commission can be supportive to, you know, to the staff, what they need to make it work better, or if it's not working or if it's working fine or whatever. But I'm with you. I couldn't agree more that we need to see as many wolves collared as we possibly can, because it just gives us a whole lot more tools to work effectively with people in the areas. There again, want to compliment Phil, and this comes back to your land acquisitions, to where you literally go and sit down and not and treat the locals on an equal basis, and Phil has done a great job of that, and that's something going forward, and I think that will really help with the land acquisitions to get the feel for what people want. Granted, you got the willing seller, willing buyer, but it still is having an effect upon the communities, and I think it's been exposed, and Phil's been dealing with it, so I appreciate what you guys are saying, because I think it'll go a long, long ways for that. So,
good.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, Commissioner Keeney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to a little bit respond to the collaring, and I heard it yesterday, and I want us to be careful, though. From what I know of the collaring effort, there's just certain times a year it can happen. It's very staff intensive. I believe we need to put every effort into collaring we can, but to create an image that every pack in this state will have a collar is, I think, somewhat dangerous. That I don't think we could be bigger than fish recovery. I mean, it's just almost unimaginable for that to logistically happen, I think. So, yes, collaring is important, but we have to be careful how and the image that we put out, that the department can have every wolf collared, can have the knowledge of where every pack is at all times. It's not realistic.
Commissioner Smith.
Would the word goal be, would the word goal to do that be acceptable, rather than an absolute, just that the goal is to, you know?
I'll let the director speak.
Director Anderson?
We're taking notes here, and appreciate the opportunity to respond with some suggested language, and appreciate Commissioner Caney's caution about false expectations, but at the same time, understanding other commissioners' desires as well as ours to get as many. We're trying to get two callers on every pack, and but we're focusing on, we're trying to focus on the ones where we think we need it the most. Mm-hmm. Everybody understands that catching wolves is not easy. It's not, I mean, so, but we're putting lots of resources there, and to the extent that we can up our game, we will.
Yeah. And we heard from Representative Short. The chief has gotten the picture that this is one of the key to managing the conflict. And I think I understand the challenges, the on-the-ground challenges to collaring. Wolves are incredibly smart. They learn. It makes it that much more difficult after you've failed the first time. But people are also ingenious. I think we're smarter than they are. And if we spend enough money, get enough people on the ground. Now, spending the money depends on us having the money. But now that I think there's general agreement, that is one of possibly the only aspects of general agreement is between the warring sides, is that we need that kind of information. So we should have allies in the legislature who'd be quite willing to go to bat to make sure we got more money for collaring. Now, I don't know whether they'd succeed, but we'd certainly have some sponsors of legislation if we tried to request twice as much money for collaring, knowing that the collaring is most important at this time when the conflicts are new and when the delisting is still quite a ways down the road. This is, I think, the time when it's really most important to arm people with information. So, okay, are there... So the director's going to respond to, he's taken notes, and he's going to respond with some potential additions to the performance measures. Okay, and we don't need to adopt this document. It's just going to be updated. Commissioner Mencken?
Just a question. Do we have anything in there about state-federal cooperation in getting the HGMPs out? I'm going through it, and I can't remember whether we... have it in there.
I don't think so. So that's excellent. Yeah. Huge priority.